The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw a crowd around him, he gave orders to cross to the other shore. A scribe approached and said to him, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered him, "Foxes have dens and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head." Another of his disciples said to him, "Lord, let me go first and bury my father." But Jesus answered him, "Follow me, and let the dead bury their dead." The Gospel of the Lord. Once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And once again, welcome back. I mentioned before that long, long ago, I once tried to become a monk in the Order of Carthusians, the strictest and most penitential religious order in the church, and it's not even close. I failed, of course, but learned some lessons. Lessons I'll never forget. One of the most important lessons from my time in the monastery was taught to me by an elderly monk. He must have been in his 90s, and he never spoke a word. I just watched him. As he made his way down the long monastery corridors to and from his cell, hobbling along as best he could with the assistance of a cane. As he tried to get in and out of the stall in the chapel, which he couldn't do without help from the other brothers. It was just too much for him. In the monastery, you grow your own vegetables. He couldn't grow his own vegetables anymore. The brothers had to do that for him. In the monastery, you chop your own wood to heat your cell. He was far beyond the age of being able to chop his own wood. The brothers had to do that for him because for the better part of 8 decades, he had spent himself down to nothing, doing hard prayer and penance for the sins of the world. I remember seeing him and thinking, now that's a soul that's ready for the kingdom of heaven. And that is actually our little lesson here today in this very short gospel. As we hear Jesus speak, he's on his way to Jerusalem, where he will be crucified. He has just spent the last 3 years earning great credibility among all the people, and they hung on his every word, and he dazzled the crowds, and he worked miracles, and now, on the cross, he's going to spend that credibility down to nothing, teaching the hardest lesson that there is to learn, the lesson of self-sacrifice, the lesson of the cross, a lesson that we're still trying to learn. Even those of us who are showing up at daily mass, we're still trying to learn this lesson. But you know what that lesson really is? It's the lesson that to spend yourself down to nothing is what makes you ready for heaven. And so Jesus, on his way to Jerusalem, he has a series of these short little lessons that he teaches. We only hear two of them today. Little interactions, little invitations with would-be disciples. They're all open-ended invitations. You never know whether this person's going to follow Jesus or not. It's deliberately left open-ended because you're supposed to hear these little invitations as though addressed to you. And understand, each one of these invitations, and you'll hear more of them, you only hear two of them today, each one of these invitations has the same message. You're going to spend yourself down to nothing because that's what makes you ready for the kingdom of heaven. And so Jesus is approached by someone who says, "Teacher, I'll follow you wherever you go." Easy to say. Jesus replies, "Foxes have dens and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head." He who was born in a stable. He who was buried in a borrowed tomb. He who once said, "My kingdom is not of this world," he has nowhere to rest his head. And it's as though he's asking you, would you be my follower, even if it meant giving up your home? Now, some people literally do give up their homes to follow Jesus, the Missionaries of Charity Sisters, Mother Teresa's order. They only go home once every 10 years, and not only for a few days. In the Carthusians, you never go home again. However, spiritually speaking, if you're a follower of Christ, you too have nowhere to rest your head, because you will never fit in this world. This world, which is so hostile to Christ, is also going to be hostile to his followers. And would you expect it to be any other way? Do you really expect a warm welcome in a world that never welcomed him? You know, as human beings, we have thousands and tens of thousands of years of history. As hunter-gatherers, we like to fit in, right? We like to be part of the group. It's hard not to fit in. And it can be exhausting. That's why you want to remember that when you spend yourself down to nothing, that's what makes you fit for the kingdom of God. And another man comes up and he says, "Lord, I'll be your follower, but first, just let me bury my father. And Jesus says, "No." And you think, well, that's awfully harsh. Can't you let the poor guy just go to his own dad's funeral? However, in this time and in this place, those words mean something different. They mean, can I please live out the rest of my father's years together with him? Could be years, could be decades. And it's to that that Jesus says no. Because he commands a loyalty that's even higher than your loyalty to your family. Remember that. And you say, who could possibly command a loyalty higher than that of your family? Only God could ask that of you, and he does, and you know it, because there are many families in our own time right now who are divided against each other, and the only reason they're divided is because of God. And some people think to themselves, oh, well, God couldn't possibly want it this way. He wants family harmony, doesn't he? That must be what God wants. And they forget that Jesus said, you think I've come for peace in this world? I assure you, I've come for division. From now on, a family will be divided 3 against 2 and 2 against 3 and father against daughter and daughter against father. And one's enemies will be those of one's own household. Because if you love father or mother more than me, you're not worthy of me. And it can be exhausting. And it's important to remember that when you spend yourself down to nothing, that's what makes you fit and ready for the kingdom of heaven. Because remember, the word worship is just an amalgamation of two words, worth and ship. Whatever you give the most worth to, that is, by definition, what you worship. And if you worship getting along and fitting in and going along with the crowd and never having any conflict, behold your God. That's what you've placed first. And if you give your most value to comfort and ease and always having it pleasant and comfortable, behold your God, because that's what you've placed first. If there's a message today, there's only one who deserves that place, and it's God himself. And it can be exhausting, can't it? It can be exhausting. It's a time to remember that Jesus once told us, even though indirectly, that when you spend yourself down to nothing, that's what makes you fit for the kingdom of God. So, you know, take heart. If you spend yourself down to nothing, if you feel exhausted, it's a pretty good sign that you're doing it right. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints today to help us to persevere. Saint Junipero Serra, pray for us.